All right, everybody. Logan Alec here with a stimulus update from Mitch McConnell. But before we get into that, I just want to say thank you to those of you who are watching my election updates. Thank you to those of you who watched my ridiculous election dance in my video last night. I really appreciate your support there with that ridiculousness. I released that election update this morning. Since then, there's been some more election news. The Trump campaign wants a recount in Wisconsin. The Trump campaign is suing to stop ballot counting in Michigan. This is just getting crazy. Incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins in Maine has appeared to win her race. She said her challenger, Sarah Gideon, called her to concede. So that's another Republican Senate seat that did not flip. But that's not what I'm talking about in this video. In this video, I'm talking about Mitch McConnell, because all of a sudden, Mitch McConnell is being way more bullish on lame duck stimulus than he was last week. Yes, here's what Mitch just said today in Kentucky.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully, the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside with the election. And I think we need to do it, and I think we need to do it before the end of the year. We did $150 billion for state and local government in the CARES Act, which basically was written by myself and my team. And it's a possibility that we will do more for state and local government. Many state and local governments are doing very well. Clearly, the coronavirus is not gone. In fact, we've got it worse now than we had it in the spring, I believe, and I think that's true in a lot of other states. So I think that's job one when we get back, hopefully with a more cooperative situation than we had.
All right, so McConnell said that he thinks we need a new relief deal. That's not new. We know that McConnell thinks that we need a new relief deal. That's been his position. What is different? What is a change? What is a shift? Is McConnell saying that he thinks we need it by the end of the year? He admits that we're doing worse with COVID-19 now than we were in the spring. That's all he said. No further details, but nevertheless, this is good and is in sharp contrast with what Mitch said last Friday on Hugh Hewitt's show, in which he said, and I quote, "We probably need to do another package, certainly more modest than the $3 trillion Nancy Pelosi package. I think that'll be something we'll need to do right at the beginning of the year." Obviously, in what he just said this morning in Kentucky, he thinks it should be done before the end of the year. I mean, that's good. And here's my read on this. One, COVID-19. Right? More cases mean potentially more lockdowns, which means even many hawkish Republicans seeing more need for stimulus. McConnell acknowledged the increased COVID-19 cases. Two, if Trump loses this election, Biden wins, perhaps McConnell would rather get something done under Trump and credit a Republican president with stimulus rather than having to work with Biden under his new administration, maybe trying to get one last win for the Republican president. And three, I think that perhaps before his election, Mitch didn't want to sound too much like a Democrat. He knew that he has a strong, decidedly Republican, decidedly red base in Kentucky, and did not want to threaten that with appearing too giddy about a Pelosi-like stimulus. But now, here we have Mitch McConnell changing his tone. He's saying we need more relief before the end of the year. He wants to get it done before the end of the year during the lame duck session. And doggone it, he said there might be some money in there for state and local too. Remember what I said on my stimulus update on Halloween? I said, unless McConnell changes his tune, I'm not getting too excited about lame duck stimulus relief. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as of this morning, it looks like Mitch McConnell has just changed his tune as a result of COVID-19, as a result of a potential Biden victory in the presidential race, and as a result of his own victory in the Kentucky Senate race, defeating challenger Amy McGrath. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. We're still going to be back to the Steve and Nancy show, very likely, after the election. But nevertheless, I'm happy to see this kind of tone and posturing towards stimulus from the majority leader. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for right now. Please stay sane out there, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.